Welcome in, everyone. It's really great to have you sitting right here at the table with us today.
Yeah, we're super excited you're here.
If you are joining us right now, you're probably someone who appreciates a serious feat of engineering, or, maybe you just love the logistics of extreme winter sports.
Right, the kind of stuff that seems completely impossible until someone actually
Yeah,
builds it.
exactly. So today's deep dive is exploring a project from a group called the Northern Maine Ice Busters. And our mission today is to break down an event that sounds like an absolute logistical nightmare on paper.
Oh, golly.
But it is actually happening in reality. We are talking about a snowmobile race, but it's not a standard track, and it is definitely not an overland sprint.
Not even close.
We are talking about a race taking place entirely on a spinning, free-floating piece of a frozen lake.
It's a concept that really forces you to just pause and map out the physics in your head.
Yeah, it hurts my brain a little bit.
Right. The ambition here is just staggering. We're looking at an event slated for March 14th, and it's happening in conjunction with the Long Lake 100.
Which is already a huge deal.
Exactly. Now, if you follow regional winter motorsports, you already know the Long Lake 100 is a massive, established snowmobile race weekend. It brings in high-caliber racing talent and huge crowds.
It's a very intense environment by default.
It is. But what the Ice Busters are bringing to the table takes a weekend that is already operating at peak adrenaline and just pushes it into completely uncharted mechanical territory.
Uncharted is definitely the right word. When we were looking into the background on this, we checked around to see if anyone else had ever attempted this specific combination before.
Yeah.
There is zero record of a snowmobile race ever being held on an ice carousel before.
Wow.
So for you listening, you are getting a front row seat to the breakdown of what is essentially a world first in winter motorsports.
That's just wild.
But we aren't just going to marvel at the fact that this is happening. We want to really get into the nuts and bolts today.
The fun stuff.
Right. The engineering required to cut and spin the ice, the rigorous safety protocols needed for crowd control, and the mechanical synergy between the different groups making this a reality.
It's a brilliant blend of heavy mechanics and motorsports logistics. Taking a frozen lake, which is typically just the static, reliable bedrock for these kinds of events, and turning the track itself into a moving kinetic variable.
Yeah,
It just
that's.
elevates the entire Long Lake 100 weekend from a traditional race into a genuine engineering spectacle.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Right.
Because the sheer mechanics of making a piece of a lake spin are pretty hard to wrap your head around.
To say the least.
When I was first looking at the layout, the best analogy I could come up with is that they're basically building a massive precision engineered icy record player,
I like that.
right? Like instead of vinyl, it's frozen water. And instead of a needle, it's snowmobiles.
The record player analogy is a really good visual starting point, but mechanically it's actually quite different.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, a record player is driven from a central spindle, right? With the motor pushing the rotation from the inside out.
Right, the little peg in the middle.
Exactly. With these ice carousels, it's the exact opposite. You can't drive a frozen lake from the center.
Why not?
The torque would completely shatter the ice. It would just break apart. The propulsion actually has to come from the outer edge.
Wait, really? So how do they actually get it moving? You can't exactly just push it with a few trucks.
Not at all. To move something this heavy, they actually use a series of outboard boat motors.
Boat motors in March.
Yes. They mount these motors into the open water of the trench they've cut, affixing them to the static ice of the shoreline side.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
They angle the propellers to push the water in a single direction, creating a really strong artificial current.
That is so smart.
And that current creates a gentle, unstoppable centrifugal drift along the outer edge of the disc. It gradually overcomes the static friction until the entire massive piece of ice begins to spin.
That is wild. They are basically using artificial river currents to spin a lake.
Pretty much.
And we have the exact dimensions here to help you fully visualize the scale of this thing. The Ice Busters are constructing a purpose-built 250-foot ice carousel.
Huge.
That's 250 feet in diameter, cut perfectly out of the surface of Long Lake, completely detached from the surrounding ice, and set into that controlled rotation you just described.
It's massive. And getting a perfect 250-foot circle isn't as simple as just firing up a chainsaw and eyeballing it.
I would hope not.
You need a perfect circumference, or else the disc will bind against the static ice when it tries to rotate.
Oh, right, because if it's an oval, it'll just get stuck.
Exactly. They have to establish a dead center pivot point and use precise GPS and surveying equipment to map the perimeter.
Wow.
Then comes the trenching equipment and heavily modified chainsaws with extra long bars to cut all the way through the ice.
Which is how thick?
In mid-March in northern Maine, it can easily be 2 feet thick or more.
That's an insane amount of ice to cut.
It is. Plus, you have the grueling logistical challenge of keeping a 785-foot circular trench clear of slush so it doesn't just refreeze overnight.
2 feet of ice. 250 feet across. That is almost the length of a football field. Just spinning out there on the water.
Just casually floating.
And to really appreciate what they're doing here, you have to look at their pedigree. Because this isn't a bunch of guys just trying something reckless on a weekend.
Definitely not.
The Ice Busters have a serious resume. In their past builds, they've successfully constructed world record monster discs.
Yeah, they have.
We're talking about ice carousels that were 1,700 feet across, carousels that weighed well over 100,000 tons.
Exactly. And that historical context is critical.
Wait, hold on. Let's just linger on that for a second. 100,000 tons.
Yeah.
If you have that much sheer weight spinning in a circle, how do you even hit the brakes if something goes wrong? You can't just drop an anchor.
You really can't. The rotational inertia of 100,000 tons of ice is staggering.
I can't even fathom it.
If you tried to forcefully stop it by wedging something into the trench, the kinetic energy would instantly shatter the disc or destroy the static ice on the shoreline.
It would just act like a giant saw blade.
Exactly. To stop it, you essentially have to rely on fluid dynamics. You cut the outboard motors and let the natural friction of the water displacement gradually arrest the rotation.
Wow.
It can take hours for a disc of that size to finally come to a halt.
That is fascinating. So it's less about driving a car and more about steering a massive cargo ship.
What's fascinating here is that this past experience completely reframes how we should view the upcoming March 14th event.
How so?
Because they've drilled thousands upon thousands of holes, and because they've cut endless miles of channels to spin those 100,000 ton behemoths, they deeply fundamentally understand how ice behaves.
Right. They're the experts.
They know its load-bearing capacities. They understand exactly how it reacts to friction, weight distribution, and temperature fluctuations.
Okay, that makes sense.
So when they decide to scale down to a 250-foot carousel for this race, it is not an experiment. It is a highly calculated, engineered application of their vast existing knowledge applied to a brand new challenge.
That's a crucial distinction. They aren't experimenting on the fly with the rider's safety. They are taking a proven, mastered science and asking, all right, how do we use this canvas for something dynamic?
Exactly.
They are essentially taking the chaotic element out of the ice itself so that the only variable is the motorsports aspect.
Precisely. They are building a strictly controlled environment. The 250-foot carousel is entirely purpose-built. Every single cut, every measurement, and the exact speed of the outboard motors is dictated by the specific logistical needs of the race they're hosting.
And speaking of the race, here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, this is the best part.
Because when you hear snowmobile race on a spinning ice disc, your brain immediately goes to extreme adrenaline junkies, right?
Oh, for sure.
You picture professional daredevils trying to set land speed records while drifting on a rotating platform. But here is the twist. We aren't talking about professional daredevils here. The racers are actually youth class competitors.
Yes, and that completely changes the logistical requirements.
Yeah.
They are utilizing 120cc sleds.
Right, the smaller ones.
For those who don't spend their weekends tearing apart carburetors in a garage, a 120cc engine is roughly the size of what you'd find in a heavy-duty lawnmower or a small generator.
So they aren't breaking the sound barrier out there.
No, it caps out at highly manageable speeds. This shifts the entire tone of the event from a high-stakes daredevil stunt to a highly structured, controlled family experience.
That's awesome.
It's about creating an environment where these kids can participate in something entirely unique without compromising baseline safety.
I just love that. It brings it back to the community. But obviously, putting kids on snowmobiles on a piece of floating, spinning ice requires an airtight blueprint.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the control environment earlier and the load-bearing capacity of the ice. How exactly does the track layout work to ensure everything stays stable?
The safety measures and track blueprint are rigorous. They aren't just letting the youth racers loose anywhere on the 250-foot disc.
That would be chaos.
It would be. There is a dedicated 20-foot-wide racing lane, and this lane is carved from the inside edge of the carousel extending outward.
Okay.
So they have a clearly defined bounded circular course. This keeps the sleds away from the absolute dead center, where the ice can sometimes be more prone to fracturing if the pivot point wasn't perfectly sealed, and it keeps them safely away from the outer trench.
And what of the spectators? Because I imagine a rotating piece of ice with snowmobiles on it is going to draw a massive crowd.
That's where the most critical safety protocol comes in. There is a strict mandate regarding the crowd. Spectators are absolutely kept off the spinning ice.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
They must remain on the static, frozen shoreline. You have to remember, a crowd of hundreds of people packed tightly together exerts a massive, unpredictable point load on the ice.
Just a huge concentration of weight.
Right. If you put that unpredictable weight on a free-floating, spinning disc, you run the risk of tilting it, allowing water to swamp the surface or causing structural fractures.
And nobody wants that.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
By keeping the crowd on the static ice, they maintain perfect control over the weight distribution on the carousel itself.
That makes total sense. You want the heavy machinery and the engineers focused on the track, not worrying about crowd surges shifting the balance of the disc.
Exactly.
Just picture the sensory details of this setup for a second. It's March 14th in Maine. The air is completely crisp, and there's that fine, sparkling snow dust kicking up into the atmosphere from the tracks.
That's a great image.
You've got the high-pitched, energetic buzzing of those 120cc engines revving up at the starting line. Parents are standing on the static edge, watching intently. The shoreline is completely packed with the crowd from the Long Lake 100. And right there in the center of it all, this perfectly cut, brilliant white circle of ice is rotating slowly and steadily, propelled by the underwater current, while these young racers speed around the track inside of it.
It is a remarkable convergence of mechanical engineering and motorsports.
Hmm.
What stands out to you when you visualize that scene?
Hmm.
For me, it is the juxtaposition of the slow, massive, inevitable rotation of the ice disc beneath the fast, buzzing kinetic energy of the youth sleds on top of it.
Yeah, the contrast there is striking.
It was described perfectly by one of the organizers as being like, physics class, but louder.
Physics class, but louder. That perfectly captures the educational yet thrilling nature of what they're pulling off.
It really does.
You can imagine these kids out there feeling the centrifugal force, feeling the movement of the ice beneath them, and learning about momentum in the most hands-on, visceral way possible.
And it speaks directly to the underlying intent of the layout. By keeping the spectators on the shoreline and creating that dedicated 20-foot racing lane, they ensure that the physics experiment remains entirely controlled.
Right, everyone wins.
The kids get the thrill of the ride. The crowd gets a visual spectacle they can't see anywhere else in the world, and the engineers get to showcase their mastery over the frozen environment.
So what does this all mean? We have this incredible feat of engineering. We've got the 120cc youth racers. We've got the strict weight distribution safety protocols. But why go through all this immense effort?
That is the big question.
Trenching a 250-foot circle and calculating fluid dynamics to spin it is not easy. Why not just host a normal youth race on a normal, non-spinning piece of the lake like everyone else does?
The answer to that lies in the logistical power of a strategic partnership. This entire event is a collaboration between the Ice Busters and North Star Motorsports.
Oh, I see.
This isn't just one group overextending themselves to try and do everything. You have the Ice Busters, who bring in unparalleled niche expertise in calculating ice density, load-bearing capacities, and constructing world-class carousels.
The heavy lifter.
Exactly. And then you have North Star Motorsports, who bring the competitive snowmobile racing infrastructure, the timing systems, the track marshals, the youth racing protocols.
It's two highly specialized groups staying in their respective lanes but merging the tracks.
Exactly. And the synergy creates something far bigger than either organization could achieve independently.
Oh, for sure.
By combining their strengths, they are generating massive media buzz. They're significantly enhancing the profile of the Long Lake 100, drawing in engineering enthusiasts and spectators who might not have traveled just for a traditional regional race.
They're building a destination event.
They're essentially elevating the entire winter sports ecosystem in northern Maine.
It's brilliant from a logistics standpoint. They're taking two things that the region already excels at mastering: heavy ice mechanics and running professional snowmobile races, and fusing them together to create a flagship cultural event.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it reveals a profound mindset shift in how this community interacts with their environment.
How so?
The core mission of the Ice Busters has always been about injecting energy into the colder months and bringing the community together. They operate on a very specific philosophy.
Which is?
Instead of hunkering down and merely surviving the extreme cold, this community actively chooses to innovate within it.
Innovate in winter instead of hiding from it. It's such a proactive approach. What this deep dive really highlights is a community looking at a frozen, harsh environment and seeing an engineering playground.
Yes, exactly that.
They see an opportunity to build something extraordinary out of a medium that most people just try to avoid slipping on.
And build is the operative word here, because an event of this magnitude does not happen without a massive grassroots volunteer effort.
Right. The physical labor involved here is staggering. To execute a weld-first build like this requires an army of volunteers wielding those heavy augers, operating the trenching chainsaws, managing the precise measuring tools, and coordinating the submersion of the outboard motors.
It's so much manual work.
It requires dozens of people willing to step out onto the ice in sub-zero temperatures and physically put the hours in. The organizers actively put out calls for anyone with an ice auger to come down and be part of history.
That's the best part.
It's an open invitation to the community to help construct what they call a core memory for these kids.
That phrase, core memory, perfectly distills the stakes of the project. When a community comes together, managing heavy equipment in freezing temperatures, they aren't just cutting a trench in a lake.
Right.
They are actively shaping the childhoods of those 120cc racers. They are demonstrating to the next generation that their environment, no matter how harsh or unforgiving, is a medium to be engaged with, mastered, and ultimately celebrated.
You have engineers volunteering their time, freezing their hands, calculating fluid dynamics and rotational inertia. So a kid on a 120cc snowmobile can have the absolute most epic story to tell when they go back to school on Monday.
Oh, totally.
What did you do this weekend? Oh, nothing. Just raced a snowmobile on a 250-foot spinning ice disc that my town built.
It's an undeniable testament to the unique character of the region. The willingness to embrace the extreme elements, apply high-level mechanical knowledge to them, and transform a frozen lake into a shared dynamic experience.
It really is. So as we start to pull all these mechanical and logistical threads together for you, let's recap the vital takeaways from our dive into the Northern Maine Ice Busters project.
Sounds good.
First, the date, March 14th. That's when this unprecedented event takes place, operating right alongside the massive Long Lake 100 weekend. Second, the engineering marvel itself. A 250-foot purpose-built ice carousel cut with precision GPS and propelled by underwater currents, engineered by a team that has previously mastered the physics of spinning over 100,000 tons of ice.
Third, the focus on the future. The participants are youth-class racers on cap-speed 120cc sleds, competing safely within a dedicated 20-foot-wide racing lane, while spectators are strictly kept on the static shoreline to maintain perfect weight distribution on the spinning disc.
And fourth, the ultimate goal. Through the incredible logistical partnership between the Ice Busters and North Star Motorsports, this massive volunteer-driven project is designed to inject unparalleled energy into the season, generate buzz, and push the boundaries of winter motorsports.
It perfectly embodies the defining ethos of the organizers, which states so powerfully, we don't just endure winter, we build something in it.
We build something in it. That is exactly what this is all about. Taking the harsh realities of extreme cold and turning them into a foundation for mechanical innovation.
And as we reflect on the sheer scale of that innovation, this raises an important question, something for you to think about long after this deep dive ends.
Right, let's hear it.
We talked about how this track is a literal spin on physics. Consider the exact perspective of those youth racers on the ice. The outside edge of a spinning disc travels faster than the inside edge. If these young competitors are driving forward, but the track itself is simultaneously carrying them in a lateral rotation, how will that dual momentum fundamentally alter the traction of their tracks and challenge their steering instincts?
Oh, wow.
They aren't just navigating the snow. They're constantly compensating against the rotational inertia of the ground beneath them. It's high-level kinetic math that these kids will have to solve on the fly just by the feel of the handlebars.
Navigating your own forward propulsion while the Earth itself is pulling you sideways at varying speeds depending on where you are in the lane?
Exactly.
That is such a wild variable for a driver to manage. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the incredible engineering and community willpower of the Northern Maine Ice Busters. We hope we've left you with some lingering curiosity about the amazing things that happen at the intersection of heavy mechanics and extreme winter sports. Keep asking questions, keep looking for those mechanical aha moments, and we will catch you on the next one.